Solomon's reign brought peace and prosperity to the people of Israel. Solomon only waged one war. He attacked and took Hamath, an important Hittite town lying to the north of Damascus, and built store cities in the region. The control of this vast area enabled the king to ensure peace in the northern borders of his land, as Rezin the Syrian, who had taken control of Damascus, was hostile to Solomon all his life. Another enemy was Hadad, an Edomite prince who fled to Egypt during David's reign, but came back later. Apart from these two enemies, Solomon remained on friendly terms with all the other rulers and made marriage alliances with them. Like all Oriental monarchs, he had many wives. During his reign, he married 700 women, all of royal birth. The first alliance he made was with the king of Egypt when he married Pharaoh's daughter. Towards the end of his life, he had 1,000 women, 700 princesses, and 300 concubines. God, however, had forbidden intermarriage with the Canaanite nations. The Lord had said to the Israelites, "You must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your hearts after other gods." Solomon's marriage alliances strengthened peaceful political relations with the neighboring royal families, but these pagan women brought their gods to Israel. The king, out of love for his wives, was led astray. As he grew older, he went after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the God of his fathers. In spite of his wisdom and the warnings he had received from the Lord, Solomon was unfaithful. He built places of worship on the hilltops near Jerusalem to burn incense and offer sacrifices to the gods of his foreign wives. On a hill to the east of the city, a high place was built where children were burnt alive to Moloch, the hateful god of the Ammonites, to Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and acts of prostitution were performed in honor of Ashtoreth, the fertility goddess of the Phoenicians and Canaanites. As the king allowed these foreign gods to be worshipped in Israel, he led the nation astray, and God was angry. The Lord had appeared to Solomon twice, and had greatly blessed the king and his people. So God said that he would tear the kingdom from him, and give it to one of his servants, because Solomon no longer kept God's covenant and obeyed his decrees. "Nevertheless," said the Lord, "for the sake of David your father, I will not do it during your lifetime. I will tear it out of the hand of your son, yet I will not take the whole kingdom from him, but will give him one tribe, for the sake of David my servant, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." Among Solomon's officials there was an Ephraimite called Jeroboam. Solomon noticed this promising young man and saw that his work was well done. So he put him in charge of the whole labor force that had been taken from the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh. One day Jeroboam went out to the country, and Ahijah the prophet met him. The two of them were alone. Ahijah was wearing a new cloak. The prophet took the cloak he was wearing and tore it into 12 pieces. Then he said to Jeroboam, "Take 10 pieces for yourself, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I am going to tear the kingdom out of Solomon's hand and give you 10 tribes. But for the sake of my servant David and the city of Jerusalem, I will leave him one tribe. However, as I have made him ruler all the days of his life, I will take the kingdom from his son. I will do this because my people have forsaken me to worship other gods. They have not walked in my ways, nor kept my laws, as David, Solomon's father, did. If you are faithful to me and do what is right in my eyes, I will build you a dynasty as enduring as the one I built for David, and will give Israel to you." Solomon heard that God was going to take the kingdom from him and give it to Jeroboam. So he tried to kill him, but Jeroboam fled to Egypt and stayed there until the king's death. Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel for 40 years and died at the age of about 60. He was buried in the city of David, and his son Rehoboam succeeded him as king. Next episode, the Book of Proverbs.